1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas's top political leader assassinated overnight. Iran saying Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran.
Jerusalem not commenting on Haniyeh's killing, which came just hours after Israel claimed the assassination of a top Hezbollah leader in Beirut. Iran says an explosion on a regime residence killed Haniyeh at about 2 a.m. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei calling it Iran's, quote, duty to avenge his death. Israel closing its airspace 50 miles south of the Lebanese border. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Israel is claiming responsibility for the killing of a top military leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Less than 100 days until the presidential election, and presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris says she will have an announcement soon on her running mate. There is a rally scheduled with the two on Tuesday in Philadelphia. Still more questions about the results of Venezuela's presidential election. The Carter Center says it's unable to verify results. This is it.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to a new study from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students say they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year.
Think about that for a second. Almost 6 out of every 10 Wisconsin high schoolers are telling us that they feel anxious, depressed, or suicidal.
State School Superintendent Jill Underley says schools need more mental health services. A man from Fond du Lac will spend a week in jail for threatening state lawmakers. James Stearns is 75 years old. 2 years ago, he emailed a radio talk show host threatening to kill any state lawmaker who voted in favor of letting teachers and school administrators carry guns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The city of Oshkosh is looking for a new city manager. Mark Roloff announced his retirement after 16 years with the city. Roloff started as Oshkosh city manager in 2008. Before that, he spent 11 years as Grand Chutes administrator and 4 years in the position in Berlin. Roloff's retirement is effective January 3, 2025. The Common Council will work with HR to find his replacement. The heat is back this week. Dr. Rob Tager with the American Academy of Pediatrics says kids need extra protection from dehydration and heat stroke. You should look out for irritability, lethargy, and fussiness. Dehydration happens faster and can be more severe for kids.
I always tell adults that are taking care of kids and toddlers that if you're uncomfortable, the child is much more uncomfortable than you with regard to temperature.
If you're outside with a young child, give them as much water as they'll drink. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers getting ready for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice in pads through tomorrow. They'll rest up Friday for Saturday night's sold-out family night inside Lambeau Field. Any chance Jordan Love's going to play in the preseason games this year?
Time will tell. I would anticipate him. What I told our coaches, I haven't talked to the team about this yet, but what I told our coaches was right now you got to anticipate all our guys are going to play at some point.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The Badgers training camp got underway yesterday. They're on the campus at UW-Platteville for the next 2 weeks. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves last night 5-1. Milwaukee's gone through 16 starters due to injury. They picked up a veteran right-hander, Frankie Montas, expected to start this weekend after being traded away by the Reds.
Definitely, guys are definitely going to miss, but, you know, just moving forward, looking forward to join my new team. It's kind of nice to have somebody out there that believes in you.
That's the Brewers' Frankie Montas with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. It will be warm and fairly humid. Our high 87 with a heat index in the low to mid 90s today. Tonight, some thunderstorms after midnight. 69 tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Cooler scattered thunderstorms with a high near 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a completely real, totally legitimate new attack ad. Then Brenna Gonar, the State Democracy Research Initiative, talks about the two constitutional amendments on the August ballot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Special thanks to Kathy Bratz. Coach Kathy with our movement, motivation,
no,
Mino and
it was management.
No. It was.
How we doing on the program, Johnny?
Not great.
It was something and
movement. And motivation.
I thought you managed the food, the portions. Management.
No, not management, though. Nope. Okay. It's.
We got to get the name of our show.
We do.
Right
we now. Have to get okay, that show right. That.
She's going to be great. Anyway, we are on.
And then Ben and Dana Melker, Bay Area Realty, phenomenal. I haven't been here. And now we're with a gentleman.
Oh, this guy's going to be great.
A good friend of mine, Vietnam vet, United States Marine Corps. Am I allowed to do the hoorah or no?
Roy Rogers.
I know, but am I allowed to do the hoorah?
Yeah.
With the Marines?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hoorah.
Did you know he worked in radio, John?
No.
Yeah, I worked. I went to college in 1967 and. Superior.
Oh,
and
you're a yellow jacket.
Yellow jacket with Arnold Schwarzenegger was up there.
That's true.
Yeah, he was on the football team, yellow jacket football team.
Wow.
But I got a job as a DJ from 8 till midnight on WSSU.
That's awesome.
And my wife helped me out, went to college as Hayes Scholastica and in Duluth.
Duluth, that's right, yeah.
And different concerts all over the place. And
how did you end up in that part of the world?
Well, I got out of the Marine Corps in 67, and I wanted to go to college, but I didn't want to stay around here.
Where are you from? What was your high school?
Menasha.
Okay.
Well, I went to Nina High School.
Okay.
Graduated from there. So I ended up in Superior, and that's where I met my wife.
That's awesome.
So, that was a little while ago.
Long time ago.
Congrats to you. Jim, I think that's awesome. I just think that's great.
Next week it'll be 56 years.
Nice.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
So you joined the Marines, right?
I joined the Marines. Yep.
And what year was that?
63.
Ooh.
May 3rd of 63. I came in an early sign up, and then I went in actually on the 19th of June.
So you didn't know things were going to turn as bad as they turned in Vietnam, did you, at the time?
Oh, I never heard of Vietnam at that point.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
what was your impetus to go in? You weren't drafted. You signed up.
Well, I had a buddy that wanted to join the Army, so we went to the Appleton Post Office, and up above the steps on the second floor to the first door was the Marine Corps, and they pulled us in, and we ended up joining the Marines instead of the Army.
Better salespeople.
Did
That's
you ever
awesome.
Regret that decision?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Not at all? Even in boot camp?
Once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine.
But it's how you're being treated before they allow you to call yourself a Marine.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. They cut my hair off right away, and it never grew back.
So you did two hitches, correct?
No, just one.
Just the one.
Okay. 4 years.
Oh, mm-hmm. 4-year hitch. Okay.
Yep.
So you get sent to Vietnam, and tell me a little bit about that, what year that was, where you were.
Well, I spent 15 months in Hawaii at Kaneohe Marine Corps Air Station, where I was part of the movie In Harm's Way. John Wayne, Paul Apprentice, and Kirk Douglas,
yeah,
and a whole bunch of others, they filmed that on the Kaneohe Marine Corps Air Station.
Okay.
And so we got $35 a day for 7 days while they did the filming. Then in early March of 65.
You got $35 as a stand-in? Like
extra?
Extra?
Yeah, as an extra. Every Marine that on the base got $35.
Oh, so they could film you guys walking around. You couldn't go back at them for, okay.
No.
That made sense, no. Right? So 35, did you get a speaking line?
No, oh, kidding. No.
I'm just kidding.
For residual?
But if you do see the movie, my platoon comes out between two hills about halfway through the film. It started out as a Marine Corps movie and ended up as a Navy movie, yeah, about World War II. Mm-hmm. They told us it was all about the Marines, but we didn't have much to do. We just got paid.
Yeah.
Did you see John Wayne and Kirk Douglas and those people?
Oh, sure.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's cool.
And if you look at the opening credits of that movie, Kirk Douglas is riding in a Jeep to Waikiki Beach, and he passes SeaWorld.
Okay.
SeaWorld was not built until in the 50s, and yet this was supposed to be in 1941.
40. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
So it was really cool to be part of it. And we met Otto Preminger.
Sure, the director.
The director, we met him because he had the grand opening of the movie. We saw it right away on the base.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
So then you get sent to Vietnam.
Yeah, in March of 65, we got pulled out onto Pearl Harbor and spent 15 days on a ship going to Vietnam.
So did you guys, because you guys were one of the first real serious infantry groups sent to Vietnam, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were surprised. We got off the ship, got to land, and the Vietnamese women and kids were there to meet us with bottles of Coca-Cola and flowers for around our necks.
And you guys thought you might be facing the enemy like on Tarawa or something, right?
Yeah, I thought, what the heck's going on? So, but then a mile in, then they started opening up on us. So,
start taking fire that early, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Wow. So just a little bit about your Vietnam, and then we get to the crusp of this whole story, which I think is one of the greatest stories I've ever heard. But tell me just a little bit about life as a grunt in Vietnam in those days in the Marines.
Well, I dug three foxholes. A foxhole is 12 feet around, 4 feet deep, and three people live in it while you're over in Vietnam or on patrol. A lot of patrols. Every day we'd go out like 10 miles and then walk back to the base. Some days we'd be helicoptered out. So the first thing they did when we got to Vietnam, we had to exchange our American money for
MPCs?
MPC, military payment currency. So I got to tell you this story. I sent a $20 bill to B.F. Sharp's Candy Company in Boston, Massachusetts. And they wrote me a letter, and they sent the $10 or the $20 back. They said, we're happy to do this for servicemen. We're going to send you 50 pounds of candy. So I waited and waited. It never came. So I wrote them a letter, said I didn't get it. That afternoon, I got 50 pounds of candy. And then a week later, I got a letter back saying, seeing you didn't get the first box of candy, I'll send you another 50.
Wow.
100 pounds of candy.
So
at no charge.
And the day that I got the box of candy, we helicoptered out to a village, and I opened up that box and was throwing the candy to all the kids as we were going over all the villages.
That's awesome.
But I hope they didn't hit their heads with candy, because imagine from the helicopter.
Yeah. Oh, right? That's
pick up some speed. Yeah. What was the name of the company?
Foxtrot Second. Oh, B.F. Sharps.
B.F. Sharps.
Yeah. Oh, they're. I sent them many letters, never got any back after I got out of the Marines, but
thank you.
What a great company, yeah. Right? I mean, you deserve all that. Yeah. All right.
So, life as a grunt again in Vietnam. How much contact were you guys in?
Well, I was in contact in June in Quan Tri, and then in August of '65, we had Operation Starlight, and Echo Company got pretty well wiped out because they went through a village and. And as they were going up the hill out of the village, then the Viet Cong came out of their holes in the ground and pretty well
decimated
them, cut them down from behind. I was pretty lucky at Foxtrot. I was in Foxtrot 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines, and we had the rear echelon for that particular battle. And then a week later, I went R&R to Bangkok, Thailand. So I could never figure out how the stewardesses, early on, there was no showers or way to clean yourself in Vietnam. So I spent from April 2nd to about August 15th without a shower, except for walking through the streams and stuff. We never cleaned. So we get on this big plane and go to Bangkok, Thailand. How did the stewardesses ever? they must have had pins, clothespins on their noses or something. We must have stunk like crazy. But
did you get any leeches on you crossing those rivers?
No, but I got a. We used to set up in a cemetery. I was a squad leader, and we'd go behind the cement. Outer layers of the cemeteries were, and we'd end up sleeping. If it was on the monsoon, then the leeches would come out while we were laying there sleeping, and we'd be, and you can't pull a leech out. You got to burn it out. So you wait, they're hanging all over you, and you wait till you get back to your camp, and then you can, somebody with a cigarette can,
When I was a kid, if we had a bloodsucker on our ankle, that's what we'd do. Somebody would have a cigarette, and they'd put the lit part in there, and the bloodsucker would back out.
Yeah.
Jim, did you ever have a bloodsucker?
No, I just, okay. I'm getting lightheaded just listening to this.
Faint again?
Wow.
Well, Roy, tell us about the day you got hit, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go back to that. Bob Hope came over there on December 26th, and he brought Joey Heatherton and... Oof. And Anita Bryant. And Anita Bryant was up on stage, and I climbed up on a tree so I could see her better. And I got to the top of the tree, and I was only 150 pounds back then. I didn't realize that the tree was so fragile. I got to the top, and I broke the top of the tree off where I was, and underneath me was an outhouse.
Oh,
and I fell, hit the roof of the outhouse pretty much center. The walls went out. They had taken this great big pot and put it in the ground with a board on top of it. There was like 8 or 10 of them. There were 7,000 of us at the...
Right.
So I fell into that hole. And everything that was in the hole got spread around to everybody around it.
Now you're going to fade. We got to take a quick break. We are with Roy Rogers, and he's got a tremendous story coming up as well, coming after this. Stay with us.
So take away the flowers that you gave me and send the kind that you remind me of.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Welcome back. That's Roy Rogers' girlfriend, Anita Bryant,
singing the song
that was made famous by Marie Osborne.
Yeah, she also did that, yeah.
Great.
So you're
laying in the middle of the Schmidt house, okay?
my buddies pulled me out. Well, somebody pulled me out and threw me in the China Sea. Salt water is a great cleaner of poop.
Yeah, I would think salt.
Wow. So fast forward. I stopped the show that day because Anita Bryant quit singing when she heard this big boom.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow.
2 weeks later, I had 4 days left in Vietnam, and nobody wanted to go out on a patrol. So 151 of us went out, and they talked me into going back on this patrol. So I was out there, and I stepped on a landmine, and blew my left side up. I was left-handed when I went in the Marine Corps, and the bouncing Betty came out of the ground and messed my left foot and my left arm and stuff up. So I ended up being evacuated to Great Lakes Naval Hospital.
Can I just jump in for people that know a bouncing Betty? It was a type of mine invented by the Nazis actually in World War II. You'd step on it, but it wouldn't go off there. It would go up about waist high and then explode, and they did it intentionally that way to try to scare guys so bad about them because what they would blow off being about waist high.
Yep. My rifle caught the bomb as it came up out of the ground, so my rifle was in my left hand, and it spread the...
Dissipated it, a little bit, huh?
Dissipated, and that's why I only got it on the left side. So... 2 weeks after I got to Great Lakes, lo and behold, who should come to Great Lakes was Anita Bryant and her husband live on WGN television at 5 o'clock news. And the nurse that was there, Miss White, was asked who they should interview. So she knew the two of us were... had pretty good names, so she sent them down to us. So here the television camera and the lights and all this was come down by us, and they talked to the fella in the bed next to me. She said, "What's your name?" He said, "George Washington." So she talked to him for a while. This was live on the television. Then she turned to me and she said, "Can I ask what your name is?" And I said, "Roy Rogers." And she says, "You're kidding." She turned back to George and she said, "Are you putting me on too?" So
George Washington
and Roy Rogers, and Roy Rogers next to each other in the hospital.
But she did give me a picture, and it says, "With love, Roy Trigger Rogers," from Anita Bryant.
Wow.
So...
Did you tell her, did you ask if she remembered the day her performance got interrupted?
I didn't have to ask her. She remembered it.
No!
No, wow. She asked me if I was involved in July.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so,
wow.
It, it, We had a really good talk that day. I had my reel-to-reel tape recorder next to my bed, and I taped the whole conversation. But, of course, that was 60 years ago, and right. that didn't work very long after that. So
that's awesome, though. Yeah.
So tell me about that name. I mean, that's Roy Rogers. Was it? Most people say, come on, what's your real name?
Well, I always say my mother and dad were horsing around. And they,
that's funny.
And they just picked the name Roy Rogers because he was popular at the time.
Yes.
But as I was growing up, I always had a Roy Rogers outfit, cowboy shirt.
I had one.
Chaps and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
no, I had a Paladin one. Remember Paladin?
Oh, yeah.
Have Gun Will Travel? Yeah. Remember that one? Huh?
Roy Rogers. No, okay. I'm sorry. Hopalong Cassidy was my guy.
I just love the name because nobody ever forgets my name.
Exactly.
I have a hard time picking up and remembering everybody else's name, but nobody forgets mine.
That's awesome, right?
Yeah.
And so you've enjoyed having that name. Oh, it wasn't like you're mad at your parents or anything. You just thought that was... I love your line of they were horsing around.
How long were you in that hospital, Roy?
15 months.
Wow.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, I had 9 operations on my hand trying to get it to work. And at the same time, Miss White was my teacher. She taught me how to eat with my right hand and write with my right hand and clean myself with the right hand. She virtually kept me going because I... the fella that was behind me on the trail when the bomb went off lost his right arm. And he ended up 2 beds away from me in the hospital. He would not talk to me all the time he was in there. He blamed me for stepping on a landmine.
Wow.
So,
do you keep in touch with George Washington?
Unfortunately, the year after I got out, he talked somebody into going out, taking him out on a boat on Lake Michigan and committed suicide.
Boy, that's sad.
Wow. So,
he had a body cast on for the entire time that I knew him. And when they took the body cast off, he was fused together. He couldn't bend over or nothing. So,
you know, one thing I was talking to a buddy of mine, stepped on a mine, Marine in Vietnam, blew out like the backside of his leg and things like that. And he said, at first you're kind of, you're just... You're so happy to be alive. It's mind-boggling, no matter how bad your injuries are. So, but then you start feeling a little bit sorry for yourself until you look around at the people around you. And it's like, okay, that guy's missing 2 legs. That guy's missing an arm and a leg. That guy's, I mean, you guys are so appreciative. The ones I've met, the one who went up to be alive and where they are and to be here today talking about it versus some of the guys that were in those hospitals with them.
Well, the first thing I thought of was I was left-handed. And I remember saying to the corpsman that I lose my hand because it was all bloody and I couldn't see anything. So I lost 2 fingers. 1 finger was in the ground and I picked it up and put it in my pocket. That's another story.
Okay, yes.
Wow. They took me to the field hospital. They x-rayed me and they found my finger in the wrong direction in my shirt pocket, so they sewed it back on. Otherwise, I'd only have 1 less. But I always say I gave a finger to my country.
I wow. think the greatest part about you guys is you guys have such gallows humor. You can laugh and make fun of the most serious things that ever happened to you. Yeah. And like my one buddy, who Marine, the one who I told you about, they thought he was pretty much dead. They put him on the chopper, okay? And they're like, touch and said, man, God bless you. You know, hope you make it. You know, hang in there. And he wasn't moving, not saying a word. And all of a sudden, out of the blues, it's like rising from the dead. He jumps up and goes, hey, Doc, can you give me another shot of that bleep?
And while
and
you're like,
in, Rich is okay.
While you're in the hospital, just real quickly, when your mom came to see you.
Oh, my, I was sitting on my leg. I had no idea what the telegraph said. So I'm sitting on the bed. I know. I was laying in the bed, and I had to use the bathroom. So I got up, and walked to the bathroom. My mother passed out because she thought I had lost my leg. And she just went ballistic. She couldn't take that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Roy Rogers. I'm so glad you're here.
So great to see you again.
Yeah.
Missed seeing you at the Veterans Council in Appleton, but great having you here.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for coming. I can't wait to interview you for my book.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. And Mrs. Rogers, thank you for coming in, too.
Well, yes, Senator, quick break. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin, up next.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early voting for Wisconsin's August 13th primary is underway. The Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign is reaching out to registered voters who sat out the midterms 2 years ago.
Listening to them, valuing what they have to say, and understanding why perhaps they've been disengaged for a while.
The campaign's Rhonda Lindner says just getting people to even talk about voting again leads to more civic engagement. Wisconsin healthcare companies say artificial intelligence should be limited and monitored. Officials from UW Health say they use AI for in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to answer patients' questions. A spokesperson says a doctor or a nurse reviews all messages before they're sent to patients. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Door County judge dismisses a challenge to the way Wisconsin handles absentee ballots. WisPolitics reports the change came from an Amberg man who objected to changes to envelopes approved last year by the Elections Commission. The man also wanted to force voters who requested their ballots online to file a written statement and hand it in with their absentee ballot. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call says the ruling is a victory for accessible voting. With the school year quickly approaching, the Green Bay Area Public School District is looking for individuals who are interested in making a difference and working full-time or part-time or as substitute teachers and support staff. To fill the jobs, they are hosting a job fair today from 3 till 6 at the District Office Building on Broadway. Learn more about the various job openings available by visiting careers.gbaps.org/apply. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. He's qualified, he's white, he's a dude. Actually, the dude. And he's for Kamala Harris. So says Jeff Bridges, star of 1998's Coen brother cult classic The Big Lebowski. Variety reports that Bridges took part in a Zoom call titled White Dudes for Harris. Joining Bridges on the call were fellow actors Sean Astin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bradley Whitford, and Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill. They were joined by various Democratic governors and pledging their support to Kamala Harris. Bridges brought out his best dude voice saying, I'm excited, man. Divorce can be rough on a couple. For example, according to TMZ, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are splitting and have listed their Beverly Hills home for $60 million, forcing Affleck to buy a much smaller house for only $20 million. According to TMZ, Lopez celebrated her birthday alone by throwing herself a lavish Bridgerton-themed party. There's something so fancy about that, and yet so sad. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. It will be warm and fairly humid. Our high 87 with a heat index in the low to mid 90s today. Tonight, some thunderstorms after midnight. 69 tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Cooler scattered thunderstorms with a high near 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin CHARES Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome local filmmaker and Comic-Con attendee Craig Knitt, who will give us a full rundown of the event. And Emmy-winning comedian Dwayne Kennedy joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. What a great guest. Man, we've had some great guests today, but Roy Rogers, he had to tell, I wanted to make sure he told that story about with Anita Bryant. I just think that's the most wonderful story live on the air. And she thought they were all pretty much pulling her leg.
Right.
I love that story.
Would you?
Yeah.
George Washington,
yep.
Roy Rogers.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So we're going to be talking with Terry Barr here in just a little bit.
And he's just showing us some pictures of his time there.
Is that you in Vietnam, Roy? Wow.
Wow. I can see why you picked
Suddenly
him up.
Guy.
Yeah, I guess.
This might have been the biggest catch at UW Superior. Huh?
Just bobbing for apples, man. Whatever it takes.
Thank Bye. You, guys. You're awesome. That was just great. Yeah. Wonderful. Kathy Bratz again earlier this morning. Moderation and Movement with Mino and the Mayor.
Moderation and Movement with Mino and the Mayor.
That's our new theme. Write that down. Then Ben Malcor joining us here from Bay Area Realty had some great advice. Once again, you know, if you're looking to buy, you got to go to a buyer's agent. I mean, God bless if you're trying to do it on yourself, but you go to realtor.com, 99% of those, it seems like, have already been claimed. But somebody, if you have a buyer's agent, they will every single morning, trust me, first thing they do, last thing they'll do before they go to bed, first thing in the morning, if you're a good buyer's agent, you'll check the MLS, see if anything kind of fits in the spectrum that they're looking for.
Right. Let you know. And
they will work for you like you can't believe. Yeah. So anyway, but we're going to be talking with Terry Barr here. Once again, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Folks, I'll tell you what, if you're looking to improve your house in one really, really good way, and Ben Malcor will be the first one to tell you, when it comes to curve appeal, nothing stands out more than doors and windows. It kind of is a reflection on how you've taken care of your house, and they've got a great thing going. $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. You got to just check them out. Visit PellaWI.com. Get a free in-home consultation. They will get it taken care of for you. I got another text here. Officials said Tuesday, or Todd put this up, official says Tuesday's attendance for the 2024 fly-in convention hit 686,000 people. Was that the day we were there?
No, that's total.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
They said this yesterday.
Tuesday attendance. Okay. Oh, I got it. Official said Tuesday
that official
attendance
said on Tuesday.
Yep. For the 2024 fly-in convention hit 686,000. That number surpassed 2023's record high attendance of 677,000. Additionally, there were more than 2,580 international attendees from 98 countries outside the U.S., marking a 9% increase from 2023. 98 countries.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
I didn't
even know there were 98
countries. I didn't either. I thought there were like 60.
No, no, no. There's over 100.
Wow. 98 countries.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's incredible.
That is by far the majority of countries.
I would imagine.
Wow.
Yeah. How many are in the Olympics? Cool. I don't even know.
Well, it's weird because the Olympics, they have like really more, they call them nations. So it's not really.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not really countries. So there can be a country with one or two nations. So it's not the same as countries, but it's close. It's over 100, right? What are they? 194?
Okay. I don't know. I really don't know. That's a really good question.
Yeah, but no idea at all.
But there's only 200 countries in the world, right?
Is there?
203?
I don't know.
I mean, what was that? That was a long time ago, but a couple of them have changed in our lifetime.
Well, things have changed too, because there used to be the Soviet Union.
Right.
And then that broke up into how many smaller countries?
Right. So that added the number.
Yeah. All right.
193 are recognized. Two are not recognized.
Well, are you talking about the Olympics?
Nope. According to the United Nations, there are 195 recognized countries in the world. 193 are actually members of the United Nations.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like North Korea is probably not, right?
I would say that they're not United Nations.
Right.
Yeah. They are.
I still think that guy's going to cause problems.
Oh, he is.
I really do. I think he's got a certain
There's a couple
something
nut
about
jobs
him.
That you read about. He's yeah. one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sending those balloons over.
That's what I mean. I mean, like, weird stuff. And then they hear they were dropping, like, sewage on South Korea.
Well, no, that's
balloons.
What I'm saying. That's what is the
well, I mean, but he sent those balloons over here, too.
Oh, no. I was talking about the okay.
Yeah,
I was
just
talking about the sewage
stuff.
Balloons.
Yeah. It's like, really?
And he's sending, and then they told him to stop. He just sent more. So,
and they say his sister's even worse.
Yeah,
wow. Bad. All right.
Isn't that guy that his uncle's like, I don't think I like what you're doing. Next day he's dead.
See, uncle. And they like use a piece of artillery, I think, on some of these people. It's like crazy.
Yeah, fall in line.
Wow. I heard Kevin Van Ness and Talk of the Town will be at the City Band concert tonight. Party at Jim's?
I don't think that's tonight.
Yeah.
If it is. I'm having a yes. The answer is yes, but I don't think you got the right date because Kevin told me, and I haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks. He told me it was the last band concert of the season, and then I was going to have entertainers don't eat obviously before they play, so he was going to come over after. But the people who come in for the concert, like John and a couple other people that I've invited, Todd.
You did not invite me.
Well, I really didn't. I was thinking about it.
Oh, it is. You did not invite Todd.
It's tonight.
It's tonight.
You guys, I can't do it. I got too much stuff to do today.
Wow.
And we were, because you were going to do the hot dog bar.
I know,
right?
But I can't
do
that.
And I said, hey, I'm in. And you didn't say, yeah, stop over. You just said, that's what you said.
Pull that off.
7 o'clock tonight, St. James Park.
In fact, I think your exact words when I said, hey, I'll stop by, your exact words were,
Yeah, so that's tonight, Jim.
How did that make us feel?
Well, what night were you expecting to have a hot dog bar? Because we'll still show up that night.
I thought it was the last concert. Maybe what's today?
Well, today's the last day of the month, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. No. The band concerts, there's three more band concerts. What are you doing tonight?
Obviously, I'm not coming to your house for a hot dog.
Well,
right?
Kevin is, though.
Yeah,
I got to pull this thing together. I'm going to go to Costco after this. I can do this. Mm. I can pull it off. Okay, but...
Just call your chef.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem. I can't. I know there's going to be no linens. I don't know if I can pull this off, you guys. I can't.
I'm not prepared. You can't just throw this on me late.
I do, man. I need a couple days on this.
Can't do it.
I might be able to do something. So, all right. We'll talk about it after.
We got a text from Brian who says, Jim doesn't need to be there.
Absolutely. Hurt, but you're right.
We'll take care of Milton. Okay. You go for a walk. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Let me think about this.
You saw my Facebook, though, with Milton and my granddaughter.
I didn't see it, but I heard about it. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for putting that on.
But he literally posed.
Yeah, he would do
that. He literally posed for the picture.
Yeah.
He knew what was going on, and he literally posed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be him.
I give him credit for that. Very special thanks once again to Roy Rogers being here and his wonderful wife. And what a story, what he's overcome, though. You imagine that, though, 15 months in the hospital. Although, you know what? We've had two people on today that, I mean, Kathy, who was just decimated in that car accident, broke so many bones, lost a leg. It's incredible. And, boy, she just has bounced back, walks, 5 to 10 miles. And
their attitudes are like...
Attitude is everything. I mean, people always used to say that, and you don't believe it. Because I didn't have a great attitude when I was younger. I'm going to be honest with you on that.
I think I had a pretty good attitude. I remember the teachers saying that I wasn't applying myself.
Yeah, they always say that.
Well, that's because you know what that means? It means you're getting like...
I think that's a nice way to say you're not very bright. You're dumber than bag of rocks.
I think they're like saying if he would settle down, put him on Ritalin or something, which my parents didn't do, that he could get A's and B's instead of B's and C's. I think that's what they meant by he's not applying himself. Okay. That's what I think they meant. But I'm glad I didn't do the drugs back then.
Did they even have them back then?
Yeah, I don't know if they did or not.
I don't know of any kids taking any drugs.
So that's why I had to wait
to calm down.
Okay.
I could, you know what I wish? I wish, by the way, Todd's typing something here. Tomorrow's recipient for the Mino Morning Birthday song is Donna Schmidt.
I thought it was by request.
Maybe Donna requested.
That was a vote.
Yes, it's a vote.
I'm glad you spelled her name right. Most people don't. So
It's like Schmidt beer, right?
What?
Schmidt beer? Isn't that how Schmidt beer is spelled?
No, it's DT.
Is it the Schmidt beer?
I don't know.
I think it's spelled just like that.
The reason I was
DT.
It is DT, yes, for sir. Schmidt beer.
Yeah, ours is DT. But no, the reason I was complimenting Todd was most people spell her name with two N's. And she's one of the few that have one N in Donna. And that's because her dad wanted a boy. But and his name was Don. But then they had a girl.
Do you remember the Saturday Night Live skit with Chris Farley? Schmidt Gay.
No.
The guy's walking around at this pool party, real tight little Speedos, yep. And have a bottle of Schlitz or Schmidt beer hanging out of their thing.
And he had those glasses where he could flip
them
right?
up. It's like, yeah.
And it's Chris Farley, who is this big right, guy, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that was actually a really, really funny skit that they did.
Everything he did
was
everything. Funny.
Everything.
I don't think he did anything that was a dog.
Everything. Everything and anything.
So he would reference Father Toddy.
Okay.
Do you remember that? He had a skit. He
would talk about the piece.
So that's my cousin. As a matter of fact, that funeral I went to last Friday, it was Barb Toddy, which was a...
You're kidding.
No, and because those guys... went to school together and they knew each other. Actually, did I think Father Matthew Toddy is his name, did Chris's funeral.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah, those guys were friends. So then he did that skit, you know, Father Toddy. Yeah, and that's who he was picking on.
And it's your cousin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's I was with him
last week.
Oh, my gosh.
As we
did visit. They go to Marquette together?
Yes. And I will.
Knowing Jim is like a once-removed brush absolute. With greatness.
No question.
What did he say this morning that he met?
It's pretty far removed.
Who's the guy you said this morning before the show that you met? It wasn't the Dalai Lama, but it was somebody up there. Netanyahu?
Oh, yeah.
I did. Yeah, Ben. Yeah, the prime minister. Yeah, I met him. We're in Jerusalem at a table with, it was a, kind of a mayor's conference of from all around the world. Which is really cool to go to those things. You sit around that round table you see, and then you put the headsets on because...
Translators?
Right to your language.
Wow.
French guy starts talking, and it's like, okay, I get it. And yeah, I thought that was really cool. So then, of course, I said something about how great, you know, Green Bay in the United States is, and everybody's like, oh, you know, they start clapping. Anyway, this is that... I just want to show you Johnny real quick here. This is that Father Toddy.
Well, he's a lot taller than you.
Thank you, John.
I mean, for being your cousin, he's like 6 inches taller than you. I mean, that happens. But...
It's my cousin. Okay. Anyway, but yeah, so we were at this table, we're having lunch, and then this guy came over and he said, you know, would you like to meet the prime minister? I said, yeah, we'll do that. So he was eating, he was at a table, and we just went and talked to him. And, you know, of course, he's going to say nice things about, you know, the United States. But yeah, that was
okay. That's got to be kind of cool because I would say Duluth is about the same size as Green Bay, right?
Yeah, that's close.
Pretty close. So you go to these conferences, and it's like, and now in the 100,000 category, Duluth. Hey, yeah, we got some great things going on here in Duluth. We got a...
Duluth wasn't there.
We got a new bridge coming up.
And ice skating rink.
We got a place called Grandma's Pizza Place, which is really good if you come to Duluth. Okay, thank you, Duluth. And now, Green Bay! Wisconsin!
People thought Green Bay was bigger than
the mayor of Tunneltown, ladies and gentlemen!
It wasn't like that at all.
Jim Schmidt! Like standing ovation. Then he brings up, go Pack, go! Go Pack, go! Boom, boom, go Pack, go! That's right, exactly. All that kind of music. And the poor guy from Duluth is just sitting there quietly.
Believe me, John, Duluth wasn't there.
Right? Now this would be a contest.
He didn't have a seat at the table, huh?
No.
We could do a contest where we list four famous people, and our listeners have to guess the one that Jim has not met, right?
Oh, I like this.
Well, we could do that.
That
would be fun.
I like it.
And what does meeting mean? Just shake hands. It's that they're not dinner. They're just shaking hands, right?
If you've met them and maybe said hi.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Totally.
Had a brief conversation even.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Not just in a line where it's like, hey, how you,
not,
oh,
right,
hey,
not,
how you doing?
No.
Reception line.
Not that he's famous, but like Chris Christie was here, right? And so I spent some.
He's famous.
Okay. Met with him, but like he had a rope line. He was kind of a weird.
So, Jim, give us four names. Three of them you've seen that you've met and one you haven't. Let's play right now. We got 1 minute.
In fact, you don't even have to say the one you haven't. Just say who you have.
No,
but don't say it loud.
No,
you got to write it down
give
for
us. Give us four. Just give
you want
us
me
four.
To say it out?
No, because Jim, people, it's doing a contest.
Well,
it's not that
we're
going
to play.
We're going to play. Okay.
So, Jim, just four people, three of them that you know, one of them that you don't, and let John and I guess right now in the next
40
seconds.
I don't want to look at that. I don't want to look at that. And read them out of order because we know the last one is going to be the one that you've never met.
Yeah.
Because that's why you're going to do it.
All right. 30 seconds. What do you got?
Okay. Bush 1, Bush 2, Clinton, Obama.
I say you've never met Obama.
I think I've seen a picture with him.
Oh, my God.
Obama.
I've met Obama. Obama, like, John, I don't want to drop names here. I've met that guy. That guy kind of even knew me. One time I met him, he asked how my mom was doing. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Whoa, I didn't know he touched a nerve there.
We're going to come back with the answer on this.
All right.
Right after this.
All right. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500, not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And now back to Who Does the Former Mayor Know? With John Mino.
And who does he not know?
Right.
All right. So I guess that you didn't know Obama and you just jumped right down my throat.
I think I probably met. Well, that's not.
Give me all four again.
Well, I just took, some presidents. Bush 1, 2, Clinton, Obama.
Okay.
I know you met Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'm going to guess it's George H.W. Bush that you did not meet. Bush 1.
That's right. Bush 2, isn't it?
No.
W.
Bush 2 is W.
Oh, that's what I thought. That's what you said.
HW.
Oh, H. I got you.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. You know what though? After I wrote this down, I think I did meet him.
Well, I was so saying,
but that would have been Todd. That would have been just a handshake thing. That wasn't like I really talked to George Bush, to GW Clinton, as you know.
So who didn't Obama. You meet in that list?
I'm going to say it's Bush 1, but I can't say. Okay. Like I didn't talk to him.
He never
I just
came
met
here.
Him.
Yeah, but you did meet him. So again,
I know it's
that
not really,
game is flawed.
That was a little. You didn't give me any time though to come up with.
Come on,
still,
you could have picked Leslie Uggams. You know,
I met her.
Okay. You met Leslie Uggams. Well, that's true.
Of course, I did.
All right,
did you have a little fling with her? I mean, I'm just wondering.
No, who's Carol Channing?
You had a fling with her?
Oh, I had a nice talk with her.
Diamonds are a girl's
best friend. Sonny Bono.
You met him?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, right. I'm gonna do one right here.
Okay.
Is this you?
Yes, me.
Okay, so you're gonna give us four names.
Yeah, and we're gonna tell you the one that you did not meet.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Mrs. Mino. Okay, there's gotta be some names
these
that we
are
recognize.
Big. There
okay.
are.
All right. Dan They're Marino.
Big names.
I want big names. These are gonna be all sports guys. Of course, mine are all politicians.
Are you ready?
So yeah, go ahead. Four names.
Ready? Todd?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ready? Johnny Unitas. Joe Namath. O.J. Simpson, Mickey Mantle.
OJ. I know it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say Namath.
Incorrect.
O.J.
Incorrect.
Really? I'm surprised you wouldn't have talked about that.
I did one time.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, Johnny Unitas, he was here, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Well, we only got two. Which one do you want, Todd? Who's left that you...
Johnny Unitas and Mickey Mantle.
Okay, I'm going to go with Mantle.
I'm going with Unitas.
Unitas. The only one of those I never met.
Wow.
He's here.
Unitas? For what? I've never known him to. I mean, my dad used to sit next to him in church on Sunday mornings here at St. Willibrod's when they'd play in town.
Did he ever get into broadcasting?
A little bit.
Wasn't he here for a game?
Maybe, but that would have been like early 70s.
No, it was late 70s.
Late 70s. Okay.
I was at St. Norbert. We went to a game, and his friend of mine's like, oh my God, there's Johnny Unitas. And I'm like, who's that?
But I met O.J. Simpson.
Was he a jerk or was he nice?
No, he was nice. He was checking out the Sugar Bears, the Honey Bears. the Chicago Bears cheerleaders. Monday Night Football. It was the night 1985 when the Fridge scored that touchdown. Yeah, he ran there. Over George Cumbie that night in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Met him on the field. I was doing stuff, and I actually asked him if I could do an interview with him. He goes, "Oh, man, I'm just running late. He was just over there scoping out the, honestly, the Honey
Well,
Bears.
At least he treated you nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and they're like, "OJ, hey, OJ, hey, how you doing? How you doing?" And I think he was wearing those Buglamani shoes, or whatever you call those things.
You want four of mine?
Yes.
So if you guys can
guess
me?
Yes. Of course.
All right. Because I was in music, a lot of these are music, obviously. Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
Eminem, the rapper. Jennifer Lopez. And Madonna. Which one of those four have I not
met? J-Lo. Because I know you almost had sex with Madonna, right? What? You told us that.
I didn't say that quite.
Well, kind of. Remember that story?
No.
You don't?
I'll go with...
I'll never forget it.
I'll go with Ellen DeGeneres.
DeGeneres.
DeGeneres, yeah, sorry.
Johnny got it right. Jennifer Lopez is the only one I have not met.
There you go. All right.
So who was the most famous person you've met? Now, that's all subjective, but...
I think for me, it'd be Bush. Don't you think? W?
That you met?
Yeah, I showed you a picture with him.
That's the most famous person you've met?
Who's a bigger name than a president, a big-name president?
I don't know, the Dalai Lama.
Wow,
the
okay.
The Pope.
You met the Pope?
I didn't meet the Pope. No, I wasn't one of the chosen few. We were up on the stage, like whatever the...
Well, you can't throw that out there if you've never met him either.
I didn't say I met the Pope.
Well, you're kind of criticizing me because, George Bush is the most famous. How about George Patton's grandson?
Oh, everybody's met him.
All right.
he's been here so many times.
Well, again, Mickey Mantle?
Yeah, I would think... Well, you know what?
Clint Eastwood.
Okay, Okay, let me ask you this. If...
I had a conversation with Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood's big. His most famous person that he met, George. Do you think? How would you categorize Clinton, Obama, GW?
GW seems bigger for some reason. I don't know why. I don't think so. You don't think so?
You?
I mean, coming from that family and the whole thing.
Well, the family's cool.
All right.
I mean, his mom was here.
Yeah, I didn't meet her.
Yeah, she came and campaigned a couple times for John.
So, who do you think would be like the most famous person you could possibly meet?
Well, I think
maybe the Dalai Lama.
I would think. I think.
But does he do anything anymore?
No, and he's a little weird.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that going around lately.
Yeah. Just an old weird guy.
I think, from a popularity standpoint, I think Obama's very popular.
Yeah,
I really do.
I would
John.
Probably lean on
and
that.
And he's young. He's
hip.
He's not done.
The kids love him.
Okay.
I think he's probably one of the more famous people I've met. And in terms of actors and actresses, you know, I don't know. That's totally subjective. But
Eastwood's big, though.
Oh, yeah. No. Jerry Lewis?
No.
Maybe back in the day, like Jerry, what,
no,
the
I'm talking, no,
60s? No. I know some people used to do those telethons, and they'd go to those big conventions where he'd be, and they said, just strange.
Yeah. Oh, he's a weird.
That really came out right before he passed.
Yeah, it did.
That strangeness came out.
Yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield, met him a number of times.
I'd
love to meet him.
I actually sat in his dressing room.
He's dead.
He's dead?
In his dressing room, wear that white robe. He was
really
in his dressing room, too.
No kidding. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yep.
Amanda's got four. You want to try her?
Yeah, okay.
Mr. T.
Okay.
John Cena. Ted Nugent. Jesse James Dupree.
Okay.
Again, Mr. T was selling hair products when I met him.
I've met Ted Nugent.
I think you've met him.
I met Ted Nugent. I actually picked Ted Nugent up at the airport, drove him over to Tony Mandridge's house.
That's cool.
I met, did not meet Mr. T. I met Jesse James. I met her before she was married.
Him.
Oh, him. Oh, I thought you meant
Jesse James Dupree.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, yeah,
Singer Jekyll.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of Jesse James. She's the country singer. I'll go with Mr. T.
No, Mr. T. I met in an airport. It's actually Ted Nugent. I opened for him, didn't meet him.
Opened for him? What do you mean?
He was at County Fair and we opened for him.
Who's we?
Me and the radio station I worked for at the time.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep, Mr. T was selling curling irons.
He's a sweet man.
Curling irons?
Yeah. I pity the fool.
Wasn't he bald?
Yeah,
oh, he was doing curling
Mohawk, right?
That's right, the Mohawk thing. That's right.
Yeah, or maybe it was Con Air.
I wonder if he did the same thing that Maria Parmigiani did.
Oh, burned himself?
Burned herself, which I've done. Curling irons. All right. Hey, this has been a fun show. We'll be back in tomorrow morning. Thank you all so much for being here. Don't forget, birthday song.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Pat Kratlow of Up North News is in the guest host chair and a great conversation with Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to name a vice presidential pick, possibly